plane coordinates persist. They are convenient. The calculations can be done with plane trigonometry, and they are ubiquitous. GIS coordinate systems typically are plane, state plane coordinates being used a great deal in the United States and North America in general. Also, a universal transverse Mercator coordinates adopted by NATO and the military and civilian organizations worldwide for various mapping needs. Here we have on this slide, and we'll talk more about this in a bit, the Lambert conformal conic projection on the top and the transverse Mercator projection on the bottom. Both rely on expressing the coordinates in X and Y, northings and eastings. Of course, the Y being the northing and the X being the easting. And they're both based upon the fundamental assumption that we're dealing with a flat surface, which, of course, we're not. Of course, as long as the extent of the coverage of the coordinate system is limited, the curvature aspect, while it leads to distortion, can be managed. It's when the flat map, the flat coordinate system, extends beyond a limited area that the distortion can, of course, get out of hand. Also, the seams, if you will, between zones of coordinates can be troublesome as well.